American seniors are growing in numbers, but the number of geriatricians, doctors who specialize in treating older patients, is actually shrinking. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports on what the University of Washington is trying to do about it.
It's tough to get young medical students interested in treating old people. Meena Chavakumar once thought about becoming a geriatrician.
Whenever I would talk to people about it prior to medical school, it was usually always met with a groan of like, oh, but it's so boring. It's so uninteresting.
Chavakumar has since graduated from med school and chosen to specialize in family medicine so she can see patients of all ages. Besides the image problem, there's the financial reality. Carrie Jurgis is finishing up her geriatrics fellowship. She says she has about $200,000 in student loans. She knows geriatrics doesn't pay as well compared to other specialties, and that stops her peers. But Jurgis says she likes the challenges and the patients.
And those are the people that I feel like I learned the most from. You know, they were the ones that had great stories about their life. I really enjoyed spending time with them and talking with them.
According to the American Geriatric Society, there are fewer than 7,500 geriatricians in the U.S. The country will need about 30,000 by the year 2030. And there aren't enough in the pipeline to meet the growing need. Why do we need geriatricians? For one, older adults have complex health issues.
So can you stand up from the chair without using your arms to push up? Okay. Can you do it but using your arms then to push up? Okay. All right.
Dr. Elizabeth Phelan is an internist and geriatrician at the University of Washington. When she's not teaching, Phelan sees patients at Harborview Medical Center's Fall Prevention Clinic. Many of the patients are elderly. Today, a patient is back for a follow-up visit. The woman fell weeks ago. She has Parkinson's disease, but Phelan wants to do more assessments to figure out if something else is affecting her balance. A couple of doctors in training are working with Phelan as she asks about the patient's medications.
So maybe if you have all what you brought with you, you can show us. Would that be okay? Because we can go through just to make sure that we have...
The woman tells the doctor she has some pain and has been going to the bathroom more frequently, especially at night.
I think of us as detectives when we diagnose disease.
That's because older adults tend to have accumulated a number of chronic conditions, like high blood pressure or diabetes.
In addition, they often have what we call geriatric syndromes.
These are problems like falls, confusion, or dementia. On top of that, they develop disabilities that can affect their ability to do day-to-day stuff, including housekeeping or managing their medications. Over time, these conditions can interact in different ways. Sorting all that takes time and probing.
One patient came to clinic to see me for the first time, brought by two sons, and what we call the chief complaint was that she was taking a lot longer to get her housework done. And they wanted to know why that was. She was 90-some years old, still living independently.
In cases like this, she would ask a lot of questions about pain, sleep quality, or mood to help make an assessment.
When there's a behavioral change in an individual that's sudden and very noticeable, we know to look for certain things that might be driving that. So, for example, discomfort of any sort. So it could be pain. It could be an infection, like a urinary tract infection.
Phelan says geriatricians are trained to recognize patterns to figure out the underlying cause of the problem. Now she and her colleagues are sharing their knowledge with the next generation of primary care providers. The University of Washington recently received a $2.5 million federal grant to do that. It's not going to boost the number of geriatricians, but it's going to prepare incoming doctors, nurses, and psychiatrists for the medical complexities of elder patients.
My vision is really that all physicians in practice have a basic level of comfort and familiarity in treating a person who's older. Every person who encounters a patient who's, say, 70, 80, 90, 100 should be able to provide the same quality of care to that individual that they do to somebody who's younger.
One approach will be to use telemedicine so that doctors in clinical training who are grappling with challenging cases can consult with geriatricians at the university. The program is still in the planning stages, but Phelan hopes it'll be ready to roll out this winter. I'm Ruby DeLuna. KUOW News.